Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Oh, good evening, ladies and shitheads. This is a pint of cacophony. My name is Dan Petronillo. You can call us here at 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562. This is kind of a drinking show today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
We're going to play some good tunes, but we got Alexander Fouquet. Yes. He's a defense attorney. He's going to help us out here, and we're going to track ourselves with a fucking breathalyzer. Let's see how that goes, yeah?
I'm kind of nervous.
You're nervous?
No, not really.
I feel like I should be more nervous than you just because I've been drinking longer than you have today.
That's true.
You got here later. I've been at Casey's since 8 o'clock.
This is my first beer, so I probably won't blow anything.
All right, well, we have these charts here, and we're keeping track. So far, I've had 3 vodka shots, 2 Racer 5 IPAs, and 2 Pabst Blue Ribbons.
Oh, you're going to be fucked up by the end of this.
Well, hopefully mid through. Nah, we'll see what happens.
All right.
Soundgarden and Nine Inch Nails is on tour, so sorry, guys. I'm going to play some Sound fucking Garden tonight. We're going to hit it up right now with some Big Dumb Sex by Soundgarden. We're going to get back to a phone call. Who are we calling? Who's calling us?
They're calling...
The Pocket
Chris
Rockets.
Chris and Lyndon, yeah, from the Pocket Rockets are going to call us in a little bit.
Yeah, let's get through the songs first, and we'll talk to Lyndon and Chris from the Pocket Rockets. But here's Soundgarden with Big Dumb Sex. And then the Butcherettes, and then Gwar, because we're all very sad about the death. And we have our tribute coming up. Let's do it.
I desperately want to make love to a schoolboy.
Maybe I should be going.
No. No, I... That's not what I meant. What I meant was... I like you, Mary. I like you a lot. I want to ask you a question straight out, flat out. I want you to give me the honest answer. What do you think the chances are of a guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Well, Lloyd, that's difficult to say, and we really don't...
Hit me with it. Just give it to me straight. I came a long way just to see you, Mary. Just least you can do is level with me. What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
You're in big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
Hey, welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. You just heard Gwar. That was Sadama Gogo. Dave Brocky just died. 50 yeah. years old. Melanoma.
Ugh, you know, horrible.
I mean, I looked at that and went, God, at least it wasn't drugs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, Gwar's awesome. I'm, Jesus. Otis, you're rungus. No more. Never got to see them live.
I hope they
stop. Have you seen them live?
No, never.
Oh, man, I wish I would have. Now I'm, like, ashamed of myself for never going. I had so many opportunities. I just never made it happen.
They played recently, like a year ago, right?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, well.
I heard we got a phone caller from the Pocket Rockets. Chris. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. What's going on?
Nothing, man. Just chilling here at home.
Hey, you're just chilling at home?
Yeah. I was tripping on that song. I'm gonna fuck you.
Soundgarden? That was a big dumb sex.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like that.
I like the ending at the end when it gets all deep. Fuck you.
Right on, man. You guys are playing something cool at the Redwood coming up, right? Six City Fest?
Yeah.
Six City Records is putting that thing
Saturday.
On. This Saturday, right?
Yeah.
21 plus. It's free, 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. Yeah. Why don't you tell us about that? What's going on over there?
The Six City is hosting their first annual Six City Fest at the Redwood in downtown L.A. with like 12 bands, a bunch of bands. And we got the Abby Kells headlining and Los Craters, The Common, Cuddy Flam, Cigarette Bum.
Cuddy Flam?
Flam.
We know Cuddy Flam.
They're friends of the show.
Yeah, they're great dudes, man. I saw them live this past Friday for the album release, and mm-hmm. it was fucking awesome, man. It was like, I don't know, I could only imagine that was how it was to see Buddy Holly play live or something.
Oh shit! What a compliment.
That's a funny comparison. I'm sure they're like sitting there blushing.
I feel more of a Richie Valens kind of sound.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Richie like Valens. That kind of feel. Yeah. You know, like
they're from the Valley too. But anyways, continue, man. What else is happening in the show?
We just got a bunch of cool bands, and, you know, everyone's going to have a good time. It's free, so can't beat that, you know?
No, and the Redwood's great, man. It's like the pirate bar of Los Angeles, I think.
Yeah.
The thing I like about the Redwood, too, is they take care of their bands. Like, you show up and you get a pasta dinner. It's not like it's not like just drink tickets. Like, you get a pasta dinner.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a perk.
Yeah, but, I see people eating there. I never ordered the food, though. But
you should on Saturday. Maybe try it. I'll probably hook you up.
Let's play some of the tracks from what's going on there. We got the Pocket Rockets and Chris. We're going to do Somewhere We Can Be Alone. That's your guys' new one, right?
Yeah, it's one of our newest singles right there.
And where can we find your music, man?
You can find it on the Pocket Rockets 1.bandcamp.com. That's where we have it up.
Pocket Rockets 1.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
Right on.
Check it out there.
Cool, we'll go and do some cigarette buns doing D-Train and those Craters, One Time Lover. Everybody's on the bill. Let's do it.
Cool.
Thanks. Call the police.
What for? The call costs more than the car.
Yes, and it costs more than the condom I should have used the night you were conceived.
Drunk and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
What for? The call costs more than the car.
Yes, and it costs more than the condom I should have used the night you were conceived.
Too stupid to insult.
Thank you.
I tried, she lied, she lied, too late, goodbye, goodbye.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Petronillo. This is Skid Row Studios. You can call us here at 800-893-9562. Oh, Shake Sonora. Crank that shit, Alex. Who likes Beetlejuice? No? Nah, fuck
yeah.
You guys.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Fuck? Everybody has to like that shit.
Oh, man, so that's Sick City Fest at the Redwood. That's happening.
It is.
March 29th. Seriously, make it out to that. That's the Pocket Rockets, Cigarette Bombs, and Los Craters. That last song was The Orwells doing In My Bed. I know they're not playing, but I thought it fit, so I fucking put it in there.
Why the fuck not?
And you guys can just deal with it. Anyways, we have a friend here today. His name's Alexander.
Hi, Daniel. How's it going?
Hey, how are you doing? Alexander Fuqua?
Fuqua.
We have a bunch of other people here. We got Mickey Pabst.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's Mickey Pabst. What's up? Yo, my name's Mickey Pabst.
Mickey Pabst in the house.
Mickey Pabst.
We're talking Mickey
We got Charles from Anesthetic Frank.
Hey.
Matt from K-Rocky, my buddy, my coworker.
Sure.
Sure.
I've done other things.
Alex, how you doing over there?
Hey, man.
All right, we got a party going on. But this is all very serious because Alexander Fuqua is a defense attorney at the Fuqua Law Center.
That's right.
Yeah, you want to tell us about that?
Sure, yeah. My firm practices criminal defense, so DUIs, drugs, and pretty much anything else that you can be arrested for. Not only that, but we handle family law matters, employment law issues, and estate planning for all you guys that want a will or a trust drawn up because of your crazy weekend coming up.
Now, wow. You guys at the Opina Cacophony audience, I don't know, I may just have like an assumption that maybe you might need a service like this occasionally.
Sometime in the
possibly.
Future.
Yeah, maybe it might happen, or you might have a friend. Don't fucking lie. It's happening.
Better than tonight.
Right, DUI and family law at the same time. I think that's really what you're going
for. That's what we're looking for, like getting in a fight as you're driving, you know, with the kids in the back.
Right.
That's what Alexander's here for.
Get fired from your job right after that.
Right.
Employment attorney.
You can call him at 626-385-8840. That's 626-385-8840. Now, we're going to demonstrate some skills here. Alex, he brought the guns out. It's like that scene in Iron Man. No, maybe not Iron Man. I'm getting my superhero movies confused up. Transformers. Like, okay, so the aliens are coming down, right?
Independence Day.
Like, shit's blowing up.
Yeah.
And we're like, what the fuck are we gonna do? And then, like, the guy pulls up in the car, and he, like, the trunk opens up, and there's, like, that case, like, that plastic case. Yeah, Men in Black.
Men in Black, man. How could you get that confused?
So Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, they're all, like, opening up the trunk, and they have these weapons.
And what I have is not a weapon, but something that may get you arrested in the future. It's a breathalyzer.
It's in the same case, though. It looks like...
I'm serious.
This thing's straight out of RoboCop. I'm not fucking kidding.
I think you could shoot the case, and it would be okay.
We could probably blow it up, and it would be fine.
Yeah, I would get stopped at the airport, I think, with this case.
And it seriously looks like a diehard bomb.
Yeah, it does.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers.
Kaboom.
All right, we got Mickey Pabst here, Matt, Charles, and myself.
Okay.
And we've been drinking. We've been keeping track, too, of what we've drank and how many. Let's see what that looks like in a breathalyzer.
All right, who wants to go first?
We should go in order.
All right.
I don't know which order.
Wait, what order?
Yeah, which order? Where are we starting from?
Do we start from here, or do we start from there?
Let's start from Charles.
With Charles. I'll go last.
All right.
Yeah,
let's do this full
story. So the way this works is Charles, are you going to come over here? Do you want me to go over there?
Let's have Charles come over here.
Okay.
All right.
You can take your headphones off. It's okay. Just walk over
what
here.
I've done?
Yeah, bring your list over here.
It's now an active radio show.
Okay, let's grab that. Share that microphone.
All right, Charles.
All right, so what's the deal? What's on your list of what you've drank today?
I had a pickleback. Which is really a shot of Jameson, and you chase it with some pickle juice. And then I had one Angel City Angelino IPA and two PBRs.
All right, and do you remember what time you started drinking?
I would say 9:45 or 10.
All right, so you've had 2, 3, 4 drinks. What time is it now? about.
It is 11:39.
All right, so it's about an hour and a half that you've, you know, when you first started drinking. All right, Charles, I'm going to ask you to blow long and hard into this device.
As long as hard as you can.
So go for it. So
go, do it.
Right there.
It's this test. Hit it.
Keep going. Don't stop until you hear a little clicking noise. Keep going. There we go.
What does it say?
All right, so it's going to calculate his BAC right now.
Going to do body mass index too?
No, but I heard Daniel's very good at checking that out. So for whatever reason, you're coming out as a .06.
Hey.
Oh, shit, so you can drive, motherfucker. Hey.
You could drive
Charles
right now.
Charles can drive.
Woo!
Legally drive.
Give this man the keys.
All right, so
I guess we know who's driving home. Well, so far, this is the first break.
This is the first break.
We got Matt coming up over here.
So, Chuck, now, let's increase that BAC, buddy.
Oh, yeah, finish that beer. Keep track.
I was kind of hoping he had a syringe. Like, let's increase that BAC.
And just stab him with something.
Inject alcohol straight into the blood system.
You should have heard Daniel's way to get alcohol into his system.
It's pretty simple, actually.
It's what the kids are doing these days.
It's what the kids. It's the new thing. You know, there's bath salts. And then there was, what was the other one? The
bath
one you smoke.
Again.
The incense that you smoke. Salvia and bath salts. And now you could just take a little tampon and a little thing of vodka and shove that shit up your ass and boom!
Drunk as a skunk.
Don't do that because it's dumb as fuck. You might as well be going to raves.
All right,
Matt. What do you got going? What's on your list?
Okay, so I've had two shitty boozes and a PBR.
What's a shitty booze?
A shitty booze is one of those mini booze, the nips you buy at a liquor store.
So it's I got
Evan Williams.
Shots.
Evan Williams, of course, is racist Jack Daniels. And Pepe Lopez, which is racist Jose Cuervo.
Pepe Lopez? That's not what it's called.
He also hates Mexican people, though, which is weird.
Do you have a bottle? Does it say Pepe Lopez?
It does. Bring it in next time.
All right, we're taking pictures.
Bring it in the break.
Oh, shit, you also had a PBR.
There's one PBR.
All right.
I should have said shit booze for that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Are they sponsoring us?
They should be the way you guys drinking it.
Why don't you just put this thing in your mouth?
Okay.
Put this thing in your mouth and just blow as hard as you can.
Hard and long.
Well, I mean, looking at these shots, man, this is a lot more like alcohol than Charles had.
So?
I'm just saying, I'm expecting more than a point. What did you have, 0.06?
Yeah.
0.06. I love how we got the song on repeat. Next time we get the Tiki Room
coming
up.
Let's see what Matt's got.
All right, just a second now, Matt. When it says test, I'm going to give this over to you and just blow long and hard. All right, go for it.
I've been drinking since 11. What time I get here? 11?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, 11.
Keep going.
There you go.
It popped. What does it say?
That's working extra long here.
Oh,
0.61, okay.
Holy shit, you can drive too.
Well,
legally, you can drive.
Right.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
All right.
Let's go with Mickey Paps, the wild card.
There you go.
And we'll go with the host light. Drinking since 8 a.m.?
P.m.
8 p.m.
With a name like Paps, I wouldn't doubt 8 a.m.
I love how, Alex, how you brought, seriously. How many fucking different mouthpieces do you have here?
I don't know. Count it.
Jeez, count it? There's like 100 in this bag.
They're not all mouthpieces.
What do you want? You want a beer, Johnson? All right.
All right. Mickey, when did you start drinking? 8? And how much have you had to drink tonight?
We've had one Stone IPA, 2 Coors Lights, 1 Jameson Pickleback, Racer 5, and 2 Paps so far.
Oh, he's going to be fucked up.
I really...
I got that British blood, though. I can drink all day.
You got that British blood, huh?
It's in the blood. It's in the water. It's in it.
That British blood.
I don't want to drink that water.
I don't think anybody does. It sounds like a lot of...
fever.
Either that or E. coli or something. It just doesn't sound worth it.
All right, Mickey, here you go.
Hit that shit. Blow! What does he beat
that? Quick.
That was pretty quick. I think he blew harder than anybody else has blown so far.
That's his nickname.
That's why they call him. That's why they call him motherfucking Mickey Paps.
You're
what do you get?
Wow.
0.044. So either this device is not working properly, or you really can drink all day, and it's that British blood.
Or we're all could be behind a wheel then.
According to this one device. That's right.
With three steering wheels in it.
I'm nervous to see how bad I am. I think the problem is I had a head start on all you guys.
Good.
Good. I guess it's a good thing. But whatever. I've also eaten. I have eaten.
Right.
How's that supposed to be?
I had a basket of French fries at Casey's.
Okay.
Yeah. But I also had three shots of vodka.
I had steak
two
and eggs.
Racer 5
no,
IPAs.
I had steak and potatoes.
And I think I'm at three Pabst.
Now, when we tested you earlier today, you were at 0.09, right?
I was at 0.09 at Casey's.
Okay.
So at that moment, makes no sense. Way I could drive.
Do we have a clapping sound effect for that?
That sounds like really dirty sex. I don't know about clapping.
Same idea.
Oh, stop it. Are we going to suck on this thing or what?
You're going to blow on it.
I'm going to blow.
Yeah, we're not going to suck on it.
I feel like it'd be more effective the other way around. Just saying.
All right. Coming up. All right. There you go.
Hit it.
Hit it. And then quit it.
Oh, it popped. What happened? What'd I get?
The fun don't stop.
What'd I get? Can I drive?
What?
Can I drive right now? Let's see.
No.
Holy shit.
Right.
The highest reading tonight is 0.163 by the host, wow. Daniel.
163.
So you're listening to a pint of cacophony. My name is Dan Bacinello. And I just blew a 1.6. That was shit.
So Daniel can drive.
But we all can.
Everybody else can.
Hey.
All right.
Who's getting me home? Let's play a game. Woo! Let's figure out who's playing Get Me Home.
I think Cheyenne will.
Cheyenne, you going to get me home? Who's going to drive you
The
home?
Worst part is we're going to put Dan in the driver's seat, and then we have to tell him how to get places.
It's like a blind leading the blind.
It's like Russian roulette with a car.
Or a non-blind person leading a blind person. So you're really just a helper.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ. Let's play some tunes. We're going to come back with Alexander Fuqua from Fuqua Law Service. Law Center. We'll talk about some more stuff when we get back.
Fuqua Law Center. Fuqua.
No. Well, let's stop. All right. We'll play some Bodegas doing Pigs Fly. Chris was in here a couple weeks ago. And we had a pretty good time. We played Thunderfuck. Let's play some Bodegas. Let's just do it.
The day I went to this animal hospital to give me a pit bull, one of those ones that's really crazy, mad crazy when it's like all riled up, like rah, 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 anytime anybody comes over, you know. And then I was there, I was like, hey, that little thing is cute. What is it? And they're like, it's a kitty. I was like, oh, it's a little kitty. I got this little motherfucker right here. He's so cute. He opened his mouth when I kissed him. Love you. I love you. I wish they could talk, fool, because then he'd tell me he loves
me.
Dude,
that shit is too funny.
Oh,
weirdo.
Sucker of big brown dirty eggs.
Idiot.
Licker of salmon fried fish.
Moron.
Raider of the lost fart.
Rump roast.
Licker of dirty chicken butts.
Butt fish.
Soiler of towels.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Hey.
happens to my eyes.
Fuck off.
And that was She Wolves by Anesthetic Frank. Who the fuck is Anesthetic Frank?
That was Kurt St. Thomas from K-Rock. Wow. Yeah.
Old voice.
Hey, you're listening to A Panic and Coffee. My name's Dan Patronillo. Let's hear the whistler. Me and Alex were talking over the week and we got really into this whistler guy. He's like old school, like 1932. And he's just like this phenomenal whistler. Listen to this.
Wow.
Not bad, right?
Wow.
So we're like, we're going to use it as a bed.
I like it.
It's appropriate.
That's not bad.
It's appropriate. St. Patty's Day, right?
Yeah, well, that was last week.
Yeah, right?
Well, we play Podagas doing Pigs Fly. Hoop Screams. Alex right there. That's my boy singing. The Ballad of Panda and Toby. Tell me what that's about. No, it's about his dog.
I should turn his microphone off.
Yeah, he probably should.
Oh, yeah, it's about my dog.
It's about your dog.
Yeah, they passed away. Both of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Same time?
It's okay. It's okay.
You wrote a ballad, though.
Yeah, I did.
It's sweet, and it was good.
I hate when dogs die.
You guys harmonized really well.
Thank you.
Anesthetic Frank doing She Wolves. And now we're back with Alexander Fuque.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Alexander.
We're back.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Are you up for taking a call? Because we have somebody on the phone.
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Celestino. I'm a first time caller, long time lover.
Hey, Celestino. How's it going?
That makes sense.
It's going really well. Just kind of having a bit of a hard time. I just had some trouble with the law recently, and I want to see if you guys could help me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, run your issue by me. Let's see if I can give you some advice.
All right, sure. Just let me know if it's too long.
Sorry.
Why are you guys? I hear people laughing.
Nobody's laughing. Just
go ahead. Go ahead.
Let's see if we can help.
I'm sorry. Okay, so it was about sometime last year. I was driving down the highway. I was driving my Prius, and you know, I really wanted to get, I know this is going into too much detail, but I really wanted to get the new queen with Adam Lambert tickets.
Uh-huh.
And so I was speeding a little bit, and I got pulled over. And he, you know, the officer was very friendly, and, you know, I hear people laughing. And so coincidentally, he, you know, sticking with the queen, he was the cutest queen ever, pulled me over.
You talking about the cop?
Yeah. Sorry. I don't know if that's too much detail. I just thought it was a little fun, you know, this radio fucking. You know, I don't usually mind getting pulled over as much as I do pulling out. So that was just like whatever. Hello?
All right. So, yes. what is your issue, man?
Sorry, I know. It's just radio. I had been drinking a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I was more cum drunk than anything, but I was drinking actual liquor for, you know, just to live and just to have fun and so whatever. So, you know, I thought, hey, you know, why not use my charm and see what I can do with this? And so I ended up, how do I say it? Can I be like kind of graphic or, I mean, not graphic, but just.
Yes. Just explain your situation as quickly as possible.
Sure. Sorry. So I ended up going into his breathalyzer.
Mm-hmm.
And he blew a .69 into me, and I thought I got away with the DUI, and you know, just thought it went well, and turns out that, you know, I ended up getting some stuff in the mail, and I guess the DU, you know, I got his DU in my eye, and then I also got the DUI. I got charged for, you know, so I guess he did charge me. He made it seem like I wasn't going to, but I guess I didn't get away with it, even though, you know.
Well, Celeste, you know, you bring up a pretty good issue. I mean, you can get charged with driving under the influence, even though you're not at a .08 or higher, all right? So even though you blew under a .08, I don't recall exactly what you blew, but it seems like it was under a .08, and
you can still get a ticket for being under the influence while driving, and it seems like that's maybe what happened to you.
I mean, but the legal, like, I don't know, let's say, I mean, I blew him, and then he blew into me. I didn't actually blow an actual breathalyzer. I was just using a euphemism.
There may be another issue involved there that I may not be able to answer for you today.
I'll take this one.
Sure.
I think the issue here is more of a hands-on issue than anything else.
I mean, he was an African-American cop, so is there a name for blackmail from a black male? I don't know. Is that something you guys deal with?
That's not anything I deal with. I'm sorry, Celestino.
Okay. I think, problem is you have to take your hands off the wheel at some point. And, you know, you shift into second gear on this one, I think was what you had to do. Fifth gear is, that's where the engine really gets going. But thank you for your call.
Thank you, guys.
No, I appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Alex, how can anybody reach you?
Well, you can reach me at 626-385-8840. That's my phone number. Or you can go to my website, fuquelawcenter.com. That's FUQUALAWCENTER.com.
Right on. Let's get some more songs, and we got the Bronx coming up. Let's just do that.
Okay, I believe you jump in the line. Rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you jump in the line. Rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you jump in the line. Rock your body on time. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoop. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time.
What? Honey, why don't you just stay home and bowl me over?
Because, Peg, I prefer a place where my balls are returned promptly.
Oh man, this is a Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Pacinello. Oh, whale noises. They haunt us forever. Matt, what the fuck do you want?
Hey, Dan, there's a problem.
What?
Charles, you didn't sign the adult release agreement for adult models.
I did?
No.
No?
The adult model release.
Can we just get this shit over with? Come on. Get it done. What is this shit?
Adult model release. Adult model release form.
Do I have to give him a social?
All right, so that was the Bronx playing Heart Attack America. And we heard Piss Jeans doing Romanticize Me. Alex, I want to thank you for putting up with our bullshit.
Thank you for having me on. And hey, Alex, you're quite the call screener, I got to say.
How did you let that thing get through? That thing?
I don't know.
That's all good.
Well, thank you for having me on.
We keep our doors open here.
All right. I'd like to be back on again.
How can we reach you one more time before we shut this thing down?
You can give me a call at 626-385-8840 anytime you have been arrested or if you've been fired from your job or getting a divorce. Also, check out my website, fuquelawcenter.com, FUQUA lawcenter.com. I'm located in Pasadena, but we will take cases throughout California.
Right on. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Let's wrap this up. Soundgarden, they're back. Woo! They're playing with Nine Inch Nails coming up. And this is them doing Black Sabbath. So good night, guys. Let's hear this one. We'll be right back.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.